Today's daf is Brachas daf Lamed Aleph. We are at the beginning of the new perek, the fifth perek in Masechtas Brachas, a classic perek, perek Ein Omdin. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema to Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So perek Ein Omdin picks up where perek Tfilas HaShachar left off, and that is Hilchas Tfilas. Zok to Mishnah, Ein Omdin L'Spalol Elam Mitoich Kovid Roish. When a person davens, he has to make sure that he's in a place, says Rashi, of Hachna. He should try to put himself in a place of humility and then begin to daven. They used to wait an hour. Rabbi Yonah says that sometimes Sha Achas means a moment. Sometimes Sha Achas means an hour. Here it means literally an hour. And the reason they waited an hour before they davened was so they should put themselves in a frame of mind that they'd be able to have proper kavana. If a person is in the middle of davening, even if the king asks Shalom Aleichem, you're not supposed to respond. Afilu nachash korach al akevo, even if you're in a state of sakana, lo yafsik, you shouldn't be mafsik. This is, of course, in contrast to what the Gemara said earlier regarding Kriyishma. When it comes to Kriyishma, you're allowed to be mafsik, b'bnei akovim, b'bnei hayira, b'emtza, b'ein haprakim. So the Mishnah here is contrasting Hilchas Kriyishma with Hilchas Tvilo. That when it comes to Kriyishma, it's more kulodik. Even though Kriyishma is deiraisa, Hilchas Tefillah, which is only midrabanan, is more chomer. And the reason is because, as we've said many times, when a person daven Shmoneh Esrei, he's standing lifnei hamelech. And when you're in front of the king, you have to conduct yourself differently. When you recite Kriyishma, even though you're being mekabel ol malchus shemayim, but you're doing it from your house, you're doing it from shul, you're doing it from a beis medrash. Being that you're not standing lifnei hamelech, the halacha is different. Says the Gemara, "Nani mili yomer Rabbi Elazar d'makro." The pasuk says, "Midi." How do you know? Ein omdim l'spalol elam mitoich kovid roish, that you have to be in a state of hachna when you approach tefila. You learn it from Chana. The pasuk says, "Vehi maras nefesh." When Chana davin, she was davening for her son, so she was maras nefesh. And we learn from there that every person when he davens, he has to be in a humble place, in a place of Maras Nefesh, so to speak. For the Gemara, Mimai, how do you learn this halacha from Chano? Dilma Chana Shani Dehavis Merira Libatuva. If you go through the parsha of Chana, which we will later in the daf, you'll see that Chana was in a state of a place where she was davening for something year after year, and she wanted it so badly, and it just so happens that she was Maras Nefesh. Mehechet Tesi, we learn from there that every person that davens has to be Maras Nefesh. The Gemara says, you're right. We learn it from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, Vani Brev Chazdecha Ovi Beisecha Eshtachave Elheichal Kodshecha Beirosecha. Eshtachave, I will bow down to you, Hashem, with Yira, again, a state of Kovid Rosh. But the Gemara says, Mimai, how could you learn it from that pasuk either? Who said Vani Berev Chazdecha? David HaMelech said it. Dilma David Shani, David Mitzar, Nafshe Berach Mituva. You see, David throughout Sefer Tehillim, he was always davening, he was always bitzar, or he was often bitzar, and as a result, maybe David HaMelech felt Beyira Secha, but who says that relates to every person? Alam Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Mehoch. It's learned out from the following pasuk. Hishtachabu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. Al Tikri Bahadras, Ela Becher. And that's how you know. But the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do you know that?" You're changing the hay into a ches, and you're coming up with a makar. Who gave you the right to do that? Maybe it means bahadras. Now you'll tell me, what does bahadras mean? What halacha would I learn from hadras? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what halacha you learn from hadras. That when a person davens, he has to be hadar. Ki hadar Rav Yehuda, have a mitzayin nafshi v'adar matzli. Rav Yehuda would put on his nicest suit before he went to daven. Because there's an idea that you're standing in front of the king, so you wear your power suit. And Rav Yehuda was mitzayin nafshi v'adar matzli. And that maybe that's what the pasuk means when it says hadras kodesh. It's teaching me a halacha. But not al tikri hadras elo cherdas, but rather hadras, says the Gemara. Alam Rav Nachman by Yischem Mehocha. We learn it from the following pasuk. It says, "Ivdu es Hashem biyira, v'gilu bira'ada." Ivdu es Hashem, which means tefila biyira. My v'gilu bira'ada. What does the end of the pasuk mean? Amar Rav Adar Bar Masna. Amar Rabbo. B'mokim gila sham teheira'ada. That even if you're b'mokim gila, for example, you're doing a mitzvah, you're learning Torah, even then you have to be in a state of ra'ada. Abaye have a Yosef kamei de Rabbo. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbo. Chazid have a kabod achtuva. And Rabba saw that Abaya was very happy. He was bodach tuva. Rashi says, Yoiser midai, more than what he should have been, the nira kapayra goyel. And it looked like he wasn't thinking of Hashem. He was being kapayra goyel. Omar, so he told him, v'gila beradaksiv. You can't do that. Even though you're happy, and of course Abai is happy because of the fact that he's serving Hashem, but v'gila berada. Omar, so he told him, I'm not tefillin anacht, I'm wearing tefillin. Says Rashi, v'heim edus shemam sheles koyni u'mishar se'olai. Why shouldn't I be too happy or laughing? Should I not be laughing too much? Because it looks like I'm a pyrogol. How could you tell me I look like I'm a pyrogol? I'm wearing tefillin. Why am I wearing tefillin? Obviously, because of Oil Malchus Shemayim. As a result, it shouldn't be an issue. Yirmi Hab Yosef made the Rab Zeir. Yirmi Rab Zeir was sitting together. Chazi Dabak Abadach Tuvar. Rab Zeir saw that Rab Yirmi Yosef was laughing. Amalesi told him, the Pasuk says, Bechol Etzef. So this sounds like a pasuk in Kehelet. It's actually a pasuk in Mishlei. Bechol etzev, when a person's depressed, yeh moiser, it's good. Moiser miloshem, prophet. It's good to sometimes be sad. Amaleisa, he told him, meaning, why are you so happy? And not filo manachno. He told him the same thing that Abai said. Marbrei d'Ravina, avadi lulu d'brei. Marbrei d'Ravina made a chasana for his son. Chazino d'Rabbanu d'Abaka bat chituva. So they're at the wedding and everybody was happy. That's what you do at a wedding. I see kasu d'mukra bas arba meir zuzi. So he brought a cup that was worth 400 zuz, the tovar kamayu, and he broke it in front of them, that sivu, and then everybody was depressed. Tosfos says that this is the makar that we break a glass at a chasar, but it's interesting because it sounds like from the Gemara, we're not just breaking it zeicha l'churban, like you sing a meshkachek, so you also break a glass. It was a very expensive glass. He brought a kasa de mukra bas arba meya zuzi, that sivu, and people were actually disappointed. What, you broke that? Like, why do you do that? He literally put them into a place of atzvos. Our minig is apparently a result, a diluted version of what they did in the Gemara. The Ramah brings it in two places in Shulchan Aruch. He brings it in Hilchas Eben Ezer when he talks about the basic halachas and kedushin. It's brought down in Hilchas Tisha B'Av as well. There's a siman in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, siman Tov Kuf Samach, where the Mechaber talks about a bunch of different things that we have to keep today because of the fact that there's no Beis Hamikdash. And this is one of the things that the Ramah brings. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Avdi Lulu Lebrei. Rav Ashi married off his son, Chazinu L'Rabban, and Abba Kabat Chituva, and he too saw that the chevra, they were very happy. Isa kasa de zugisa chevartas, he brought a glass that was white. The tovar kamayu, he broke it in front of them, and again va'atzivo. Amalei rabbanu the Ravam Nuna zuti bilula de marbrei de Ravino. Lishlam mars. The rabbanu told Ravam Nuna zuti. This was at the wedding of marbrei de Ravino, and he told them sing something. Amalehu, so he started singing the song. What was the song? It wasn't Ketz Meragdim Lifnei Akala. It was Vaylon de Misnin, Vaylon de Misnin. Woe to us that we're going to die one day. Woe to us that we're going to die one day. Pashim Shat, he was trying to, again, set the tone that V'gilu Berada, I understand you're happy, but you have to realize, you have to temper the happiness. Amri Leh, so they said, Anam my Nani Basrech, what should we sing? Amalei, you should say, Hai Torah, Hai Mitzvah, the Magni Alon. It's true, one day we're going to die, but we're all Tamil Chachamim. We learn Torah. Because we learn Torah, we don't have to be as worried, because we have protection. I saw the Chidah in Pesach Einayim, and this Gemara says that why this song, Vaylon de Misnin, Vaylon de Misnin, he said he heard from one of the Rabbonim in Ashkenaz, who said a nice pshat. We know that there's a machloikis b'shavim b'silil, keitzad miragdim lifnei akala. It's a braisa, in the sechtes ksubas daf yudzai, tonu Rabbonim, keitzad miragdim lifnei akala. B'shamay yomim, b'shamay says, kala k'moshihi. You're supposed to say it the way it is. So if it's a kalanov chasuda, that's what you say. If it's not a kalanov chasuda, then you don't say that. Ubeisil says no. Kalanov chasuda. You always have to say kalanov chasuda. So the Chidah said that he heard a pshat that if a person is now being miraculous with neakala, what should he say? Should he go like Beishamai? Beishamai says kalo kemoishehi. Can't go like Beishamai. Because the Gemara says Rav Tarfin went like Beis Shammai. We had it earlier in the Masechta, and he was Chayv Misa. Should you go like Beis Hillel? Lie. He says, the Gemara says in Perek Chelek that if a person lies, it can cause Misa also. So either way you go, there's a chash misa over here. That's why they said vaylon de misnin, vaylon de misnin. Am Rabbi Yoichan Mishum Rashbi Asal Adam Shimali Schoik Piv Vaylom Hazeh. It's also for a person. You can't be too happy. You have to know exactly what that means. Then will be Yimalei Schoik Pinu. When is then? It's when the Geula is going to come. Amru all of our Reish Lakish. They say about Reish Lakish, Michishomim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. From the time that Reish Lakish heard this from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, he observed this, and he was never in a place where he was Mekayim Yimole Schoik Piv. The Ben Yoyada on this Gemara says he doesn't understand Kosha. Amru Olaval Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was a Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlokesh heard a lot of things from Rabbi Yochanan. It's Pasha, whatever he heard from Rabbi Yochanan, he observed. What's the Chiddush Amru Olav Al Reish Lakish that from the time that he heard his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, say this, why would you think this would be different than anything else that Reish Lakish heard from Rabbi Yochanan? It sounds like the Pasuk that says, Vayaske Naharin, and Rashi says, Melamed Shel Loishina, and everybody says, of course he was Loishina. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that Reish Lakish followed what he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Ben Yoyada, and I quote, V'nira li b'siyata d'shmaya, shki Reish Lakish hoyetivoy bat. Reish Lakish's nature was to be a batchin. K'moy bar kapara. What does he mean? He's referring to a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim Daf Nun, where the Gemara says bar kapara was a batchin, and he tried getting Rebbe to laugh, and a whole interesting story. Ukefi tivayu min hagay haya kasha olaf chasidu zu. And this was very, very challenging for him. Ve'im kol zeh haya nizerba. And that's the chiddush of Amru Olav al Reish Lakish. Tanu Rabban and im noyim l'spalel lo mitoich tivay lo mitoich var halacha ela mitoich halacha psuka. Then when a person goes to daven, so he should not be in the middle of a lumdus before he starts davening, meaning he shouldn't be involved in a din if he's a dayan, or even a dvar halacha, but rather a halacha psuka. Why? So Rashi says, she'ein a tzricha iyun, because a halacha psuka doesn't require iyun. We're concerned that this person, when he's davening, he's going to be thinking about his learning. So like this, if he starts davening after halacha psuka, there's no concern that he'll be thinking about his learning. Hey, chidami halacha psuka. What's an example of halacha psuka? So the Gemara gives three, all absolutely not related to anything we're learning about. Amr Abayi Kader Abzeira. Amr Abzeira, Abzeira. Said Benoit Yisrael, Achmir Alatzman. Sha'afilu royas tipas dam kechardul yoshevet soleh shivik nikiyim. That the Benoit Yisrael were machmed that any time a Jewish woman sees dam, even a little bit of dam kechardul, she acts as if she's a Zavah Gedayla, and she keeps Shiva Nekiyah. This is Hilchas Nida 101. This is a Gemara at the very end of Masechtas Nida. So you have to wait almost 7.5 years to actually see Reb Zeira again inside. But the point is, or the Makar to where Reb Zeira's halach is, but this is the premise of why every woman today that's Raya Dam Nida, she keeps Shiva Nekiyah, even though Midai Raisa, and even Midai Rabbanan, a woman only has to keep Shiva Nekiyah before she becomes tar, if she was previously a Zavah Gedayla. Rav Amar, Rav said a different halacha psuka. The other Rav Shai. Dam Rav Hoshe, Mayrim Adam al Tfuwasai, U Machnisa ben Moit Shalak, Kedei Shetei Be'emto Echeles, U Pturim Ben Amais. Midai Raisa, the only time you're Chayiv in Chumas and Maisris, is if you take your Tfuwa, and you bring it in, Kederach HaMelech. It has to go in through the front door of your house. If it doesn't go in through the front door of your house, you're not going to be chayiv in Meiser Deiraisa. So additionally, there's another halacha that the only time you chayiv in Meiser is if the melacha that you needed to do with this tefua was nigrar at the time that you brought it through your front house. The point is, if you wanted to circumvent your tax obligation, so to speak, if you want to somehow get around Yechiv Maestris, there's a way to do it. What you could do it is you can bring the tefua into your house b'moit shalah while still in its shaft, meaning it's not nigmar melachta yet. It will help you at the very least that your behemoth should be able to eat from. Why your behemoth? Why not you? Because if you eat from it, it's considered an achilas kvaf. Your behemoth eats from it, it's considered an achilas aroy. This only helps mid rabbanu for achilas aroy. The bottom line is this is a halacha psuka. If someone's makiz dam be behemoth kachim, meaning he bloodlets from an animal that's kodesh, asibano, the dam is asibano, umayel and boy. Not just that, it's subject to the laws of meil rabbanu and avdi kemasnis and says the gemara. So we have two minhagim over here. What a person should do when it comes to time for daven. The Mishnah said, "Ein oimdem lespalel, ella mitoich kovid rosh." The Baraisa said, "Ein oimdem lespalel, ella mitoich halacha psuka." So, what's the bottom line? Rabbanon, the Rabbanim were abdi kemasnisin. They followed the Mishnah. They daven mitoich kovid rosh. Rav Ashi ovid kebrais. Rav Ashi followed the Baraisa. The Gemara continues on this. Tanu Rabbanon, "Ein oimdem lespalel, lo mitoich atzvus, v'lo mitoich atzlus, v'lo mitoich schoik." You shouldn't be schmoozing before you daven. Another halacha where you have a similar list to what we just mentioned. If you're gizegin in zech with your friend, you shouldn't say goodbye Many of the Nevi'im tell a very gloomy story of what's going to happen in the future for Klal Yisrael. But they always end with Divrei Shvach and Divrei Tanchumim. Why? Say Chazal, it's a concept of Hanifta Mechaveroi Al Yipoter Mimenu Elo Mitoich Divrei Shvach V'Tanchumim. This is a message for all of us. Tana Mori Bereder of Huna Bereder of Yirmiyah Barabba. So the Vilna Gaon takes out the word Chen. It's not literally the same halacha. Al Yipoter Adam Mechaveroi Elo Mitoich Dvar Halacha. A person shouldn't say goodbye to his friend unless... Meaning, the last thing you should say before you say goodbye is a dvar lochel, and the reason is not because that's what the Nevi'im did, but rather shall be toich kach soich rei. Like this, you're going to remember him. And the Gemara gives an example. Yehud Rav Kahano, Avod Rav Simi Bar Ashi Pum Nahara Beit Sinisa. The Bavels Rav Kahano once escorted Rav Simi Bar Ashi from Pum Nahara until a place called Sinisa the Bavel. The reason it was called Sinisa is there were a lot of palm trees there. Sinisa are palm trees. Kimata lahasam amalei mar vadei damri inchi hanet Sinisa the Bavel istom yadam risha vad hasha. So about to say goodbye, and then he says, "One second, I want to ask you a question. Is it true I heard that the palm trees in Bavel date back to the times of Adam Arisha?" So he told him, not exactly. At Karatin Milso, the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chani, you reminded me something I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chani. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chani, the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chani, Adam Shom is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. V'chimi yachad aloyava. Hech Yosef. Pasuk says this is a land that nobody ever passed by. And nobody lived there. No one ever passed through it. Obviously, nobody lived there. Any land that Admir Rishon said people will one day settle, got settled. And the point he was trying to make was, is that some pshat, these palm trees date back to the times of Admir Rishon. But what it means is the reason these palm trees are here is because of Admir Rishon. Not because he physically planted them, because he was geyser that one day there'd be palm trees here. Everything is related to Adam Arishra. Mordechai Alvei L'Rav Simi Bar Ashi Mehagrunya. Rav Mordechai was Malav, Rav Simi Bar Ashi from Grunya, Ad Bei Kipi, until Bei Kipi. Amri Lo, some say Ad Bei Dura. Regardless, this is an example of Hanifta Mechavera Al Yipoter Elo Mitoich Dvar Halacha. One thing that Achroinim are all Ma'irer is Dvar Halacha sounds like it should be a halacha. Should have something that has halachic significance. And what's the Gemara's example? Adam Arisha in palm trees. So some say, you see from it, that sometimes the word dvar halacha is used loosely. Ayin b'mer tzchios. Dvar halacha could sometimes mean a dvar hagoda as well. Tanu Rabbanan, ha-mispalo tzorach jichav nesliv l'shamayim. Somebody davens, he has to make sure that he has kavanah. B'shol oimer, b'shol says, simen l'davar, a simen to this is tochen libam, takshevaz necha. Meaning, tochen libam, if your heart will be in the right place, Takshavas Nech, Hashem is going to listen to your feeling. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Kachoyim and Hoglish Rabbi Akiva. This is what Rabbi Akiva's davening looked like. Shayim Mispalim at Tzibur, when he would daven with the Tzibur, Hoyim Mekatzer. He was Mekatzer. Vo'ilim of Neitarech Tzibur. So Rabbi Akiva would daven quickly when he davened with the Tzibur. Shayim Mispalim and Neidav and Atzibur, when he davened Biyachidos, Adam and Nicha Bezavazu, if somebody found him in one corner when he started davening, Moitze Bezavaz Acheris. Later he'd find him in another corner. Vekol Kachlom of Nekriyos Vishtachavois. Because all the Kriyos in the Shtachavois. So Rabbi Akiva's davening differed dramatically depending on whether he was davening b'yichidus, he was davening b'tzibur. B'tzibur was a shortish minasre, he didn't want to be matriach da'ilam. But when it came to davening b'yichidus, so then his tefillah was a much more dramatic tefillah. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Rabba, l'oylam yispalo l'odem b'bayis, sheyesh b'y chaloinois. A person should daven in a house where there are chaloinois, where are their windows. How do we know that? We learned that from Daniel, shenemar, because the pasuk says regarding Daniel, v'chaven psichon lei, that when he davened, he davened facing the window. You would think that a person should daven the whole day. We learned that from Daniel as well. It says, Vizimdin Tlasa. Daniel davened three times a day. You would think that Daniel only started davening once he went into Galus. Maybe when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was no tefillah. Aramaic. He used to daven back in the day. Meaning, he used to daven even when there was a Beis HaMikdash. You would think a person could daven in any direction that he chooses. Talmud Loimar Neged Yerushalayim. No, he used to face Yerushalayim. You would think, okay, three times a day, maybe you do not just a Mincha Meirev, you do like a Shachris Mincha Meirev. All in once? No, fine. Before they daven.
Dechsiv erev vavoyker v'tzara. Yochel, you would think yashmir kol b'tefilas. That when a person davens, he should make noise. Kvar mefurish al yedei chana. Shenemar v'koyla lo yishameh. V'chana daven, you couldn't hear a voice. Yochel, yishal adam tzrachav v'acha kach yispal. You would think that when a person davens, so first ask Hashem for what you want, and then afterwards, yispalo, meaning give shvach to Hashem. No, kvar mefurish al yedei shloima. We learn from Shloima Melch, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Shenemar l'shmaya el harina v'el atfina. Rina zu tfila. Tfila zubakasha. Tfila, again, meaning first you give shvach to Hashem and then afterwards you ask Hashem what you want. Ein oimer dvar bakasha achar emes v'yatziv. You shouldn't say any bakashas after emes v'yatziv. Meaning up until Shmei Nesrei. From Kriya Shema until Shmei Nesrei, you say mechgul l'tfila, you don't ask for anything personal. Achar tfila, after Shmei Nesrei, tfila can say the vidushim and kippurim. If you want to say, even can say the vidushim and kippurim, you have a right to it. Manami yom rabchi barashi yom ara. Avol bisham rishoy vod mitzroch b'shmei tfila, even though we say that a person can ask whatever he wants b'shmei tfila, bas loy ma'achat tfila osoy, but if you want to wait until after Shmei Nesrei, afilu can say the shal yoy ma'kippurim, you want to say vid, whatever you want to say. Kis say the Yom Kippurim, even that's going to be okay, Excel. So before we go weiter, and we turn our attention to the second part, and the more famous part of Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, just one ha'ara related to the first part of the Daf. And that is, the Mishnah said, Ein oimdim l'spalel, ela mitoich koivid rosh. And then the Mishnah said, Chasidim arishoinim ha'yishoin sha'achas, that the Chassidim Rishonim, they used to wait an hour, says Rabbi Yoina, and only afterwards they would daven. And why did they do that? They'd be able to have the proper kavana. It's interesting, this custom of the Chassidim Rishonim is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim Simen Tzadik Yemol Siv Katan Aleph. Yishesh Sha Achas Koidim Sheyokim Lispalo. Person should wait an hour before he gets up to daven. So like this, he'd be able to have proper kavana. And then the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should also wait an hour after the tefillah. So this is halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's relative or it's relevant to everybody, even though the Mishnah brings it as a custom of the Chassidim HaRishonim, of a very elite group of Yidden that were holding on a very high madrega. Says the Mishnah Brura, Umiyu, quoting the Magen Avraham, that even though the Mechaber brought this and made it sound like this is something that's relevant to everybody, Zeh LeChassidim, this is really only negated the Chassidim. U'lesharam, what about everybody else? Dai b'shamu etes, she'yisho koidim she'yaschol. You should wait, but it doesn't have to be so long. Even a shamu etes. So what's a shamu etes? Interesting share. It's the amount of time that it takes to walk chestfachim. That's a few feet. Either way, this halach is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but says the Magen Avraham right away that even though the Mechaber brings it, he didn't mean it for everybody. He meant it only for the Chassidim HaRishonim. What about everybody else? The amount of time that it takes to walk, 8 tfachim. Now, it's interesting that the Mechaber would even bring a halacha that's negei Chassidim HaRishonim. Because Chassidim HaRishonim, I mentioned many places in Shas, but it's always with these fantastic chumras and things that you would think are above everybody's pay grade. Kenira, there are people that are shayach to the cat of Chassidim HaRishonim. Because if no one is shayach to Chassidim HaRishonim, who's the Mechaber bringing it for? The Magen Avraham said the Mechaber brought it, not for everybody, just for some people. Who? People that are in the madreg of Chassidim HaRishonim. And these are people that the Chachmei HaTalmud referred to as Chassidim HaRishonim. You'd think with Yeridus HaDoiris, 2,000 or so years, or 1,500 years, who's shayach to this? Kamash Malon, it's clear that the madreg of Chassidim HaRishonim is something that people are shayach to. But the bottom line is, this halacha is really only to get Chassidim HaRishonim, but we have a derivative of this halacha. Not the ashah achas, not an hour, but rather the amount of time that it takes to wait 8 tefach. So what did the Chassidim HaRishonim do during this time? So Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Shah Achas. So I think Pashit, if you ask the man on the street, he would tell you, they were probably in some meditative state where they were trying to, you know, not think about all the things they have going on in life. Like this, they'd be able to have proper kavanah. Like this, they'd be able to have proper kavanah while they were davening. But I saw in the Nuchsam Soifers, on Masechtas Brachos, so they bring from the Sefer Shevim Yehuda. So Shevim Yehuda was written by Rabbi Menachem Mendel Eger, who was the son of Rabbi Leibel Eger, who was the son of Rabbi Shloim Eger, who was the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Either way, so he said that he heard from the Ksav Sofer, did the Shevim Yehuda, who said over the name of his father, the Ksam Sofer, you want to know what the Chassidim HaRishonim did during that hour? They davened.
That's what they did. They davened. So they used to daven for an hour before they davened. What did they daven for? They davened to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter should give them the ability and the koyach to be able to daven like a mensch. He said they davened that they should be able to daven. That tefillah should be shkura b'fiyem. They should be able to have proper kavana. You need a tefillah that you should be able to daven. And that's what they did. They waited a shah achas and they were davening. Davening that they should be able to daven. The truth is that this idea of B'shem the Chassam Soif is really brought down in the Chassam Soif Sfar in many, many places. He brings the Yesoid from his Rebbe Dafla, and it's actually printed in Ponim Yofis. It's the first piece in Parashas Vaeschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. He said, Vaeschanan el Hashem be'isah hi leimor. Says the Hafla, Vaeschanan el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, leimor. What does leimor mean? Leimor. So Vaidabra Hashem el Moshe, leimor. Hashem told Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael what I'm about to tell you. Leimor means to talk, to tell. Vaeschanan el Hashem be'isah hi leimor, taich the Hafla, and the Chassam Sofer brings a common upon him, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened leimor that he should be able to daven. It was Vaeschanan el Hashem be'isahi leimor. It was a tefillah that he should be able to daven. And Afla says that's the oimik in what we say before we daven Shmoyna Esrei. Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagid tehilo secha. It's a tefillah that we should be able to daven. Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagid tehilo secha. Give me the ability to have proper kavan. I need tefillah. It's important to me. But it's hard for me to daven. So what do you do when it's hard? You daven. That's what you do. But you're davening that you should be able to daven. It's a catch 22. It's not. That's Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagid tehilo secha. The Afla said that that's the oimik in what Yeshaya Navi meant when he said, we spoke about this last week, terem yikra'u va'aniyena. What does that mean? Terem yikra'u, before he davens, va'aniyena, Eibishta answers his tefillah. Which tefillah? The tefillah that he says before he davens. That tefillah of Hashem sefasai tiftach, that's terem yikra'u va'aniyena, said the Hafla v'aschanan al Hashem. What was his Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? It was leimer that he should be able to daven. And we know Chazal say v'aschanan is bigamatria 515. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillahs. By the way, the Chassam Sofer brings it a bunch of places that the word tefillah is also bigamatria 515. V'aschanan is bigamatria 515. Tefillah is bigamatria 515. But Moshe Rabbeinu davened tefillah is kaminyan v'aschanan. Hashem sefasai tiftach, this was the proverbial Shah achas koidem atfilu. What did the chassidim arishonim do during their Shah achas? They were davening. Either way, so the Gemara now is going to segue. We're talking about Hilchas Tefillah. The Gemara mentioned a halacha that we learned from Chana in Hilchas Tefillah, and that is when a person davens Shemayin Esrei, he's supposed to daven Belachash. So the Gemara is now going to go into great detail to discuss the story of Chana. So really, before we learn the next part of the daf, I think it's worth just refreshing our minds a little bit to the story that we're all familiar with. It's mentioned in Shmuel Aleph, it's Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, the story of Chana. So the pasuk says, "Vayhi ish echad min amrasayim tzoyf mi arafrayim u'shmoy elkana ben yuroichon ben aliyu ben toichu ben tzuf efrasi." In short, there was a yid, his name was Elkana. V'loy shtei nashim, he had two wives. Shema achas Chana, one's wife was named Chana. V'shema sheinas Penina, his other wife's name was Penina. V'hi l'pnani, the other, Penina had children. V'lechane ein yoladim. Chana didn't have any children. V'olo yishahu me'ir me'yom yamidu l'shach v'ez l'zvayach l'Hashem tzvokis b'shiloy. Every yontif, Elkana would go up with his family to be oyle regal. V'shom shnei b'nei Eli chafni u'pinchas gehanim l'Hashem. The gehanim at the time were the sons of Eli, chafni u'pinchas. V'hi ayoyim, v'yizbach Elkana, v'nasa l'pnina ishtei l'chol b'nei b'nei se'al manos. He would give, Elkanah did, after he brought karbanos, so all the parts of the carbon that he got, he would give them to Penina and Penina's children. That was his family. Chana, he didn't give a lot to. He would give her a double portion, but at the end of the day, it wasn't much. The reason he gave her a double portion was because he loved Chana very much. But unfortunately, Chana couldn't have any children. Says the Pasuk that Penina, who was Chana's Sarah, used to chepa Chana a lot. She would say, look at me, I have a family. You don't have a family. This went on year after year. And Chana took it very, very to heart. And she would cry, and she didn't want to eat. She was in a very, very bad place. Why you cry? How I mean, you have my ahava. Shouldn't that be worth more to you than 10 children? Chana ate, she drank, meaning she was somewhat comforted by that. And she went to the Mokum HaMikdash. She was very sad. She was depressed. The Gemara is going to darish in almost every pasuk here. And she made a neder. You see my pain. If you're going to give me a child, I promise you I'm going to give this child to you. According to one man, the Amar, he'll be a Nazir. As she was davening and davening, the Eli Shomer Espia, Eli was watching her. She was davening from the hearts. Her lips were moving, but she wasn't making any sound. Eli thought that she was a shikha. She just ate, she just drank, and Eli assumed that she must be drunk, and that's why she's davening the way she's davening. Eli, admasai tish takorin. So Eli yells at her. He says, why are you davening like a shikha? Hasiri esyenech mealayach. First get sober and then daven. Vatan chana vatoymer lo yadoyni. Ishak shas ruach anoichi. V'yayim v'sheikha loishos yusi. V'eshpoich es nafshi lefnei Hashem. That's not what's going on over here. I'm not drunk. I'm just a very sad woman. I'm davening for a child that I don't have. And this is the way I'm pouring out my heart. Al titen es amoscha lefnei bas b'lial ki mirov sichi v'chasi debar. What you see is a woman in pain. Vayan Eli, Eli heard that. Vayomer, he said, L'chila shalom. For gezunt the hate. Velikei Yisrael, yiten eshelosich asher shalt mimai. And I give you a bracha, I give you a aftacha, that Hashem's going to answer your tefillah. Vatoymer, and she said, Chano de timsa shevchascha chen beinecha, vatelucha isha ledarka, vatoychal ufaneh loy hoy loy. She had confidence that Eli's tefillah was going to work, and immediately she changed. She was a different person. Vayeshkibu baboyke, vayeshtachu lefnei Hashem, vayeshuva yevoyu asbeisam, haramasa, vayedal kona eschana ishtoi, vayeskorea Hashem, and Chana had a child, vayilas kufas hayom, vatar chana vatelu, bim vatikrit shmoy Shmuel, kimi Hashem she'iltif. The reason she called him Shmuel is because he was borrowed from Hashem. Because she had promised that she's going to give Shmuel up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayalu ishal kodav v'chol beisig l'zvoich l'Hashem es zevach hayomim ve'es nidroi. This time Chana didn't go because Shmuel was still young. He was still nursing. She didn't want to go. I'm skipping a little bit. The pasuk says that Shmuel got older. He was 2 years old. And now that he was 2 years old, v'taleu ima kashegim olatu, Chana brought Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash. B'parim shloisha. Ve'ifa achas kemach v'nevo yayi v'ativyeu beis Hashem shiloi v'hanar nar. Again, how old? Two. So she brings three parim. They shechted the par. And then they brought the child to Eli. You remember me? I was the woman that was here a few years ago. And you promised me that I was going to have a child. This is the child. This is the child I davened for. This is your bracha. This is your avtocha. Here he is. And I told Hashem, I'm just borrowing the child. I'll take him for 2 years, and then I'm going to give him up to you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. V'aygam anoichi yishaltiu l'Hashem kol hayom ma'ashahoyo, u'shol l'Hashem v'yishtach v'usham l'Hashem. And then Chana sings Shira to Hashem, and she gives her ben Yochid, her Shmuel to Eli. He's going to remain in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course, Shmuel will end up being the great Navi, Shokul K'moisha V'ka'aharon. He anointed two kings, Shol HaMelech, David HaMelech, one of the most important people in Jewish history. This is the beginning of the story of Chana and the story of Shmuel. Either way, on that note, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Kama hilchas gavrosa ikula mishma mihani kroy de Chana. There are many important halachas that we learn from this story of Chana and Eli. Number one, the pasuk says, V'chana himidaber salibo. Chana was speaking from the heart. Mikan l'mispal shesof shechab libi. You have to have kavana when you daven. Raks v'seo noise, her lips were moving. Mikan l'mispal sheyachte isfas. You see that when a person davens, he has to move his lips. V'koyle lo yishameya. Couldn't hear her voice. Mikan she'os like be a koyle, but tefillah say. Now let make noise when you daven. V'yichashve eli v'shikoyra. Eli thought she was a shikr, so what? Oh, mikan she'shikra osel l'spal. You see from here that someone that's strong is not allowed to daven. Yoimir Eileo, Eili, Admasai Tishta Korin, Amr Abalazim, you see from here, L'roya b'chaveroi davar she'eno, Yehogan Tzarech Leichichai. You see from here that you have to give Musar, says Toisvis, top Toisvis. Afag after Lekki Surah Dei Raisa, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though this wasn't a Nisa Dei Raisa, for a Shikr to Davin is not a Nisa Dei Raisa, it's a Nisa Dei Rabbana. Meaning Toisvis says you need a proof from Chana that you give Musar if you see somebody doing something wrong. Now the Chiddush is, this was only a Nisa Dei Rabbana, not for today, but the Marsham in a Tshuva asks Akasha that Luchura, isn't the Chiyav Aichiyach Techiyach Samisecha related to Kol Yisrael Na Raven Zelozeh? Meaning there's a Din Arvus, and you would think that it's from there that the mitzvah Aichiyach Techiyach Samisecha naturally flows. If that's the case, says the Marsham, is this Gemara not a Raya? Not like the Noid of Yehuda's understanding in the Rosh, in the third parakim of Sechtes Brachas, that there's no Arvus Benoshim. Right, we had the Shai, was there Arvus Benoshim, is there no Arvus Benoshim? If you see there's a Chiyach, the Chiyach, Sam Yisecha, Freik, the Marsham, that should be a Raya, there's Arvus. A tremendous kasha. Vatan Chana, Vatoyim Eloi Adoini. So what did Chana say? No, you're making a mistake. Amar Ulu Vitehmer, Rabbi Yisrael Chanino. You learn from Amr Olay, she said, Loi Adoin Atab Adavazeh. You're wrong. V'loi Ruach HaKoydesh Ha'ir Olecha Eli. You're the Kohen Gadol. You have the Urim V'tumim. You don't have Ruach HaKodesh now. Sha'ata choshtani b'davazeh, you've been choshed me. It's not true. Ikadami, some say, hachi, I'm like, lo yodei nato, lav ikash shechir v'ruach HaKodesh gabach. I don't understand. Sha'dantani l'kav choyva, v'loi dantani l'kav schus. Why would you be dan l'kav choyva? Mi lo yadus. Don't you know, the ishak shas ruach hanoichi. V'yayim v'sheikha lo yishasisi. I'm Rabbi Lazar, you learn from here another halacha. Mikan l'nech sh'adavah she'im boy, sh'atzarech lo yidiyah. If somebody's choshed you, Bikshirim, and you're not guilty of it, you have an obligation. This is also a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to tell the person you made a mistake. You think I did an avera? I didn't really do an avera. Even though we said it's only an issur rabbanon, but it's ki'ilu, quote unquote. How do you know that? Because the pasuk says lefnei bas b'liyal. Davening drunk is a geder of Belial. Fixiv Hassan, we find the word Belial in other contexts. Yatsu Anasha B'nei Belial Mikurbech. Malahon, that pasuk over there is talking about a Mesis Umadiach. It's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. And that's referring to Avodah Zarah, is Afkar Avodah Zarah. Vayan Eid Vayom Elechil Shalim. Amr Abba Lasa, we learn from here another halacha. Mikan L'choshet Es Chaveri B'dava She'em Boi She'et Tzorech L'faisa. That if someone's choshet B'ksherim, Tzorech L'faisa. V'layoi, not only that, Elo She'et Tzorech L'varcha. You even have to give the person a bracha. She'nemar V'alikei Yisrael Yiten Es She'lasech. So Kama Hilchas Rab Vasa, we learn from the story of Chana. Many of them in Hilchas Tfilah, many of them nothing to do with Hilchas Tefillah. The Gemara continues to darshan these psukim. Atidar neder v'atoymer Hashem tzivakos. So Chana turns to Hashem and refers to Hashem as Hashem tzivakos. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 70 names. One of them is tzivakos. Om Rabbi Lazar, v'yoyim shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say lama, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, l'yayi adam shakar l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivakos, ad shabasa Chana v'karasoy tzivakos. We had earlier in the Masechta that Avraham Avinu was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. That was the Yid who came to the Vilna Gaon and said that maybe that's why we say Adoin Oilam by Shachris. Because Shachris is Avram's Tefillah. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. And he was Mesakin Shachris. Avram was the first one to say Adoin. Chana was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos. Amr Chana will say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, he called Tzivei Tzvakos Shebarasa B'Olam Echa. All the mazalos, all the constellations, the astrology of the world. Kasha Be'Necha, is it so difficult for you? Shetitein Li Ben'Echa, to give me one child. Mashal Ma'a David, the Melech Basav Adam. There was a Melech Basav Adam. Shasa Suta Lav Adam, he made a party. But on the Echa, there was an Arman that came. Va'amad Allah Pesach, Amalam, he said, Tnu Li Prusa Achas. Chtav Hashtik Bright. V'layishkich Yalav. And nobody looked at him. Docha, he forced himself in Nichnas Eitzel HaMelech. He stood in front of the king. Amalei said, Adoni HaMelech, Mikol Suda Shal Sisa Kasha Beinech Alitin Lei Prusa Achas. It's so hard for you to give me a Prusa Achas. This was Chana's Taina Targadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvakos. She was trying to reference the Tzivei Tzvakos and the brilliance of and the complexity of the world. He said, Fashtenesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this world is such an incredible Suda. You don't have one Prusa for me, one child in Ra'oi Tera. She continued it, Chana, and she said, you'll see. What did she mean? Amr Abulaz, Amr Chana, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Ra'oi Mutav. If you're going to see my pain, wonderful. The Imlav, if not Tera, you're going to see what I'm going to do. What's Chana going to do? Eilech V'estatib Efnei Alkona Baili. I'm going to go, and I am going to put myself in a compromised position with another man in the presence of my husband. Now, what's going to happen when my husband sees me in a state of stira, in a state of yichud, with a strange man? He's going to do kinoi. V'kimet demastatarno mashkuli meisaito. I'll be a Sofik Saita. They're going to have to give me May Saita. You know what's going to happen if I drink May Saita? You'll see. And I know that you're not going to allow the Torah to be false, meaning, because the Pasuk says, that what happens? That if the woman was guilty of the Avera, so she died, Vitzav says, but what if she was innocent? V'niksov v'nizra zera, she would be benched with children. Zachana said, listen, if you answer my tefillah, that's great. But if not, I don't have a choice at this point. This is the only thing I can do. I have one trick. The trick is, I know Masechta Saita, and I know that a Sofik Saita that's innocent, v'niksov v'nizra zera, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. But the Gemara says, one second, this is ready. Chana's ploy is really taller, you know, big mach like a stand-up. Bishop, according to Madama, that says, is true even for a woman that's an akara. A woman that biologically wasn't able to have children, even that woman was cured. But according to Madama, that says that, no, that's not true. An akara didn't have children. What then does it mean? If she had difficult pregnancies, so this one would be easier. If she had girls, the other scholars, she'd have boys. Rabbi Kiva knew this trick. How did that be? What, all the women that are kisheirois, they're going to not have children, and this prutza, she's willing to put herself in this situation, she's the one that's going to end up having children. So what does it mean? So what then does Imroi Tira mean according to that Manda Omar? Dibra Tira, Kiloshim, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a figure of speech. But Oni Ba'amosecha, Veloisishkach es Amoschav and Asatol Amoschav. Amr Beis Rabbi Chanina. Three times in Chana's Tfilah, she refers to herself as an Amma Ta'Kadosh Baruch. Gimel Amos Salonu. Lama, why three times? Amr Chana of Ta'Kadosh Baruch. Riboyne Shalaylam. Shleisha Bitke Misa Barasa Be'isha. Va'amrila Shleisha Divke Misa. The point is, there's three things, Ta'Kadosh Baruch, that you created that protect a woman from Misa if she's in a state of Sakana. What are the three things? Ve'eluhei Nida, Ve'chala, did I violate any one of these three? Why are you doing this to me? So Chana said she wants a son that should be Zera Anoshim. My Zera Anoshim. Amar Rav Gavra Begovrin. A man amongst men. Shmuel Amat Shmuel says, a man amongst men. Zera Shemoshich Shnei Anoshim. A man that will anoint two people. Shmuel Hanavi later would anoint two kings. Shaul and David. Rabbi Yechon and Amar Zera Sheshokul Kishnei Anashim. Somebody that was worth, like he was as chashev as two people. Man, you know, not just any two people. Moshe Vaharin, and Moshe Vaharin Bechayhanov, who Shmuel Bekerish Shmuel. Moshe Vaharin on one side, and Shmuel on the other. Rabbi Namri Zera Anashim, Zera Shemuv Lebein Anashim. No, I just want an ordinary man. Ki Asra Abdimi Amar, what did she mean when she said ordinary? Not ordinary spiritually, but like aruch, not too tall, but like guts, not too short, but like katan, but like ilay, but like tzacha, but like gicha, like chacha, but like tipish, somewhere in the middle. And you yishia nitzeves imcha baze. I'm Rabbi Shuva Levi. Shuva Levi said, "Can you see from here? Sha'asa leishev betoich arba amish al tefila. Now let us sit within dalad amish of tefila." Says the Gemara. And this next few lines is probably the most famous part of this story. Something that we've spoken about so many times during the last machzor, el anar hazeh hispalalti. So Chana comes with her son Shmuel, comes to Eli and tells Eli, "This is the child that I davened for." El anar hazeh hispalalti. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "I'm going to tell you the rest of the story." Shmuel moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi Hoya. Shmuel was a moira halacha b'fnei Rabbi. What do you mean? Shenever the pasuk says, "Vayishchatu asapar." So it says that Chana waited until Shmuel got a little bit older, and then she comes with Shmuel and she brought three parim, efa achas kemach, some wine, vativiyehu beis Hashem Shiloh. This is all taking place in Shiloh. This is before the Beis HaMikdash, right? This is before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. This is in Shiloh. Vehanar no'ar. The child was a little bit older. The next pasuk, vayishchatu asapar. And then the pasuk says, vayaviyu asanar aleli. So they shechted the par, and they brought the child to Eli. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Mishun Vayishchatu Asapar. Because they shechted the par Haviyu Anar Aleli, Elo, Amar Lehem Eli, Karu Kayin Leisiv Lishchait. They had to do Shechita on the par. And Eli said, go find the Kayin. Who does the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? A Kayin does the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's find the Kayin to do the Shechita. Chazinu Shmuel, Dehavim Ahadar, Basar, Kayin, Lemishchat. So Shmuel saw that they were trying to find the Kayin. Amalusa Shmuel said, Lama Lechula Adure Basar Kayin Lemishchat. What do you need a Kayin for? Shechita Bezar Ksheira. This is Kachur
Lashon 101. We know a Zor is allowed to do the Shechit. Can't do the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika, the Haktara, and so many of the other Avodas. But Shechit is the one thing that a Zor is allowed to do. I saw the Kamei to the Brosh in front of Eli. Amalei, so he told me, Nalacha, how do you know this? Amalei, he says, what do you mean? It's a Pasuk. Miksiv v'shachat ha-koyin? Doesn't say v'shachat ha-koyin, v'pashas v'yikro. V'krivu ha-koyin ksiv. And we learn from there, Mikabolo ve'elach mitzvah skuhuna mikan l'shchita shekshere bazar. So he said, I don't know why you're looking for a kai. You don't need a kai. Anyone could do the shchita. Amale. So Eli told Shmuel, meimer shapaka amrit. You're saying very good. Miu. However, unfortunately, you're a meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Meira halacha b'fnei rabbat. V'chala meira halacha b'fnei rabbi chayiv misa. And you are chayiv misa. This is the first day that Chana brings her son Shmuel to stand in front of Eli. And what happens? Eli paskins that Shmuel is Chayav Misa. Why? Because he was Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. Now Tosis says right away, why was he Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi? How did Eli become Shmuel's Rebbe? This is the first day he just showed up. He didn't hear one shir yet from Eli. So what exactly is this? So Tosis says two terutzim. One terutz Tosis says is because Eli was the Gadol Hadar. And the Gadol Hadar is everybody's Rebbe. The Gadol Hadar is everybody's Rebbe. Another Teretz says Tosfos that being that Shmuel was coming to learn from Eli, Bo Lilmoid is considered as if he learned already, and as a result, he had a din of a Rebbe. But regardless, this is what happened. Asya Chana, so Chana hears this, and she's like, I can't believe it. V'katzofcha kamein, she started crying. She said, Ani oyisha ani tzeves imcha bozeh. He says, I don't know, this is like diving for this child. You're taking this child away from me? Amar Allah, so he told her, Shifki li. He says, no, di anche. Ubi'ina rachmi yavalok rabamine. This is what we have to do, he's chayv misa. But you don't have to worry, because after Shmuel dies, I'll make sure you have another child. And that other child will be even greater than Shmuel. Amrale, so she told Eli, I hear what you're saying, but Elanar Hazeh is Falalti. This is the child I davened for, and I don't want you to take this child away, and instead of this child, give me another child. A little bit more Gemarach. The Chanahim the Beres Aliba, Amr Abba Lazar, Shum Reisim and Zimral, Iske Liba. Amr Lefanim, this is what she said. Reboin Shalom, Kom Masha Barasa Beisha, Lay Barasa Dabarach Levatal. Everything that you created in a woman has a purpose. Einayim, eyes, Lirois to see, Aznayim, ears, Lashmaya to hear. Chaytem a nose l'riach to smell, peh, a mouth l'daber to talk, yodayin lasis ben melocha, raglayim lahalich behem, dadim lahanik behem, to nurse a child, dadim halolu, shenosatu alibi lama. Why did you give me these dadim, Chana said, loy lahanik behem, tein li ben v'anik behem. We digress for a second. Somebody fasts on Shabbos, it's a good thing. You would think it's a bad thing. No, if somebody fasts on Shabbos, they tear up his gzardin of 70 years. 70 years is a lifetime. A lifetime of gzardin gets torn off. But he'll get punished for violating Oynik Shabbos. So what should he do? He should fast for the fact that he fasts. For Amar Rabbi Lazar, we return to Chana. Chana tichat varm klapima. Chana spoke sharply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema vatispalal al Hashem. Doesn't say El Hashem, al Hashem. Melamed, she tichat varm klapima. Now, where do you see that she spoke sharply to Hashem? A few times, right? She told Hashem, why do you give me dadim? And then she tells Hashem, you'll see in Roy Tere, I'm going to put myself in a position of stira. So Chana's tefillah was a very, very sharp tefillah. V'amar Abalaz, Elio, he tiach tvarim klapi mal. Elio did the same thing. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'ata asi boiso eslibam achuranes. This is in the context of Har HaKarmel. And Elio, kaviyochu, blames Hashem for what the Yidden are doing. Yeah, they're oivdei avodah zarah, but v'ata asi boiso. You play a big role in this. Amar Abshubar, v'yitzchim, minayin shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu oid l'Elio. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moida to Elio? Because there's another pasuk, dechsev, it says, this is a pasuk in Micha. Hashem says there'll be kibbutz goliath, and I'm going to gather the yidden, asher harioisi, the yidden that I caused to do bad. So Eliyahu's taina was sharp, but believe it or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moita on some level, and this is what he meant, what he said, asher harioisi. So as it relates to this, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, There's so much here. Afoichba vafoichba de kulaba. So just a few things. Number one, there's of course the kachim component, which is something that we spoke about so much when we learned Masechta Zvachim and Menachis and Seder Kachim. So we're not going to go back into that today. We probably have 5 read bites on that. There's a soita component to the daf as well. Chana tells Hashem, Imroi Tira, you're going to see that if you give me the child that I'm asking for, wonderful. Vimlav, Eilech v'istater b'fnei al-kona b'ayli, v'kiva de mistatarna mashkuli me soita, plaster, you're not going to allow the Torah to look like it's not telling the truth. So this is my ploy, says Chan. I have a trick that I could go ahead and I can have a child. The Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara asks the obvious question. He says, what do you mean she's going to go and put herself in a state of stira? Stira is yichud. Right? What's stira? Stira is just another way of saying yichud. So if stira is yichud, it's also for a person to be miyachid. So she's an eshes ish. She's going to go now. She's going to be miyachid with another man. She's going to get Elkana to do kin. It all sounds good. But at the end of the day, she's threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she's going to be over an Isser, which maybe even an Isser Deiraisa, the Eish L'tmaya, Chana D'Neviyah Hoysa, Heich Amra Eilech Ve'estater Laver Al Isser Yichud She'osem in HaTorah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, after a brief discussion in Sugi, that's more than Gei, Masech Desoita, Lokach Nira, the Masha Amra, the Imlav Eilech Ve'estater, Lav She'osem Roitza L'estater Be'eva, she wasn't really going to do it. Elo, She'amra Kein Derech Melitza V'hatochas Dvarim. It was a melitza, meaning imra'oi l'shmayat filasi derech matnaschina mutav. But if not, I'm going to come to you with a taina. Not that I'm going to do it. Of course, she wasn't going to do it. But a taina, a koyach taina, like a migu, meaning migu that I could have been a prutza and I could have been over this halacha. This one would have happened. So I should have a koyach taina, like a migu ish taina, that now you should, at the very least, answer my tefillah. But really, there's another problem, and the other problem is what happened to the isim mechika shev. Right, so she's going to go ahead, and she's going to put herself in this vulnerable situation. I'm sorry. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva brings the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, and he says that he holds that no, what Chana meant was literally what she said. What Chana meant was literally what she said. Meaning she was going to put herself in this compromised situation. She was going to do a stira. Either Pnei Yeshua's kasha, it's also there's a nisa yichud. So he says he holds this is a raya to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that if a woman is miyachid with three men at the same time, two men, four men, and the husband goes and the husband does an act of kinoi, it's considered kinoi. Everybody asks on the Rambam. Why? Because you would think that stira has to be a stira of isa yichud. And there's no isa for a woman to be miyachid with several men. Now, if they're not kesherim, then the halacha is that it's a problem. It's an issa yichud. But the Rambam doesn't differentiate. And it sounds like from the Rambam, anytime a woman is miyachid, even with multiple men, if the husband would do kinoi, it would be a problem. And everybody says, I don't understand. Multiple men means there's no issa yichud. So if there's no issa yichud, then what's the problem? Zok the Chasam Sofer, I believe this Gemara was the Rambam's makar. He didn't learn it from Masech Tesoita. Masech Tesoita, there's no makar to this. You know what the makar is? It's tucked away. It's brachas lamed aleph on the base. Because Chana said eilech v'estater, and the Rambam had ga'ar to Pnei Yeshua's kasha. What do you mean eilech v'estater? Must be a shayach to do steer in a way where there won't be an issa yichud. That's the only answer. But that only answers the yichud problem. But there's a much bigger problem. Because when the woman drank from the mace site, what did they do? They were moichek the Shem Hashem. So if they were moichek the Shem Hashem, how were they able to do that? So I found that Chasam Sofer in Parshas Nasa, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, he says an unbelievable teretz. He says, you know what the answer is? He says, the Safik Saita, they were Moichik to Shem Hashem for. Why were they Moichik to Shem Hashem? Because of Shalom. To bring Shalom ben Ish to Ishtai, say Chazal, it's Kedai to be Moichik to Shem Hashem. The Chasam Sofer says, you see in the Psukim that Chana and Penina were not getting along. They were tsoros and it wasn't good. And she was crying and she was being mitzayer her. There was machloikis between Chana and Penina. And therefore Chana held that it's okay to put herself in a situation where she's gonna drink from the meisaita, even though it would involve mechika sashe, because mechika sashe is okay lahavi shalom. Not only ben ish v'isha, but also ben atzaris, which probably impacted the shalom bias as well. But the point is that there's a shalom component. And if mipnei shalom, it's for that reason it would be okay. Another ha'ara. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Taim of the Krah. It's in a Sefer Taim of the Krah right here at Shmuel Aleph. So he has many ha'aros on the parasha of Chana, what we know as Mafta Chana. And one of the questions he asks is that Chazal say that how many years was Chana married before she had a child? She was married for 19 years. 19 years Chana was married before she had a child. And it sounds like every year this would repeat itself. Chana would go up and she would daven and her tefillah was never answered. This year, after 19 years, she davened and her tefillah was answered. Why was it answered? It sounds like from the post she got a bracha. She got a bracha from Eli HaKoyen. Frank Dubchai Kanievsky, very obvious question. He says, I understand. Till now, Chana didn't understand that Eli's a Kohen Gadol and that she can go to Eli for a bracha. Why didn't you go to Eli for a bracha earlier? It sounds like this never happened. Why? All of a sudden now, she was davening, she thought she was drunk, he gave her mussar, even for an issa d'rabbanan. She asks for a bracha, she gets a bracha, and then all of a sudden she has this incredible Yeshua. Freit Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why this take 19 years? Why couldn't they figure this out earlier? So he says a davar nifla, and I think it's especially a davar nifla in light of the fact that it's Reb Chaim Kanievsky saying this. And he says the pshat's like this, because till now, Eli could have given her a bracha, but mehechatesi, the bracha would be niskaya. You know what happened now? Now Eli had to give Chana a bracha. The reason Eli had to give Chana a bracha is because Eli was choshe b'ksherim. And a choshe b'ksherim tzorech levarche. There's a din, you have to give someone a bracha when you're choshe b'ksherim. Chana understood that a bracha, where the Rav that's giving the bracha, the Rebbe, the Tzaddik that's giving the bracha, has to give the bracha, that bracha has a whole nother kayach. So till now, Chana felt, mechatesi, the bracha's going to work. But now that he was choshe b'ksherim, so she went over to Eli and says, no. You are choshev b'ksherim, and a choshev b'ksherim tzarech levarchai. And now Eli didn't just give a bracha because let me give a bracha. No, Eli gave a bracha. He understood it came from a place where he had a chiyuv to give a bracha, and that was a bracha that was me'umka de liba, and that's the bracha. That's the bracha that was in the sky. V'yishlem, I'll read it to you inside. The Chazal daiku mizeh shehi botchal bracha zu miklal shu chiyuv. The bracha shechayovin levarcha miskayemes. When a Rebbe, a Tzaddik, has to give a bracha, he has a chiyuv to give a bracha, that bracha knocks. V'lochem betchilo lehocha levakshoy. Rak acha shenetschai v'alpi din levracha ubircha oz hoysa betucha shebracha zu teskayim. Unbelievable. This is from Chaim Kanievsky. He gives everybody brachas. So I just thought this was interesting. You have an insight to the Gadol Hador, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in Hilchas Brachas, that if a Rebbe, a Tzaddik, is mechuyev to give you a bracha, so what's the trick? You put yourself in a situation where the shulda got bracha. It's a davar nifla. I saw that in the Sefer Mishulchan Rebel Yubarach. So right here at Rosh Hashanah, if you want to look it up, it's page Mem Zayin. He brings this vart from Chaim Kanievsky here in Time of the Kra, and he brings maises with the Chafetz Chaim, a mais with the Vilna Goyen, a mais with the Mashkiach of Chatzke Levenstein, where there were stories, where there were tzaddikim that felt they had a chiyuv to give a bracha, and because they felt this akoras atoiv, this chayiv to give a bracha, that was a different bracha. And that bracha had a special kiyuv. Just to end with one final ha'ara, and that is that Chazal say that Shmuel was Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. And because he was Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi, Chayim Misa, and Chana starts crying to Eli and says, Eli, you can't take my son away. I'm the woman that David, I waited 19 years. How are you going to take this child away? So what did she? What did Eli say? Eli said, don't worry about it. Shifki li, dia anshe, ubina rachme, viyof lach rabbi mina. You're going to have another child. And that child would be even greater. Amr Leishi said, no. Allah nar hazeh hispalalti. The Welt says over from the Chafetz Chaim. And it's Kemat Mefurish right here in the Marshah, in Chedush Yeruah. It's one line in the Marshah. But this is the Vart that's said over the name of the Chafetz Chaim. And that is, what was Chana's response? Chana wanted to have a child. But why did she want to have a child? Of course, every mother wants to have a child. But she also was a Nevi'ah. And her level was a level that we don't really relate to. Although we relate to the story, but her madrega we can't relate to. And if she wanted to have a child so badly, it's because she understood that her purpose in this world is to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she felt that her kfeit shamayim, her tafkid, can be fulfilled properly only if she has a child. So if Eli promised Chana that she's going to have another child, and the other child will be even greater, it'll be a bigger lamdan, it'll be a bigger tzaddik, it'll have better midas. So l'chura, Eli was offering her a good deal. Like, mehecha teisa, she had a right to say no. What was her response? She didn't say, no, this is the child I daven for, this is my child, I don't care what the other child's going to be, I want him. What she was saying was, this is a child that came about through tefillah. This is a child that came about through demois. He says, any child that you're going to give me right now is going to be easy. You're just giving me a child. That child, I don't care how big a Balkishrin he is. I don't care what kind of tchunas hanefesh he has. He'll never be this child. This is an oiske beit and a kin. And an oiske beit and a kin, that's a different child. That was her answer. This is a child that came through tefillah. A child through tefillah, that's not a child I'm giving away.